It's a new year, and with it comes plenty of talk about optimism and opportunity for Metro Vancouver businesses. Well, the new data released by the Greater Vancouver Board of Trade and the Canadian Chamber of Commerce's Business Data Lab show there are also many areas of concern for Metro Vancouver's business community. Joining me now to discuss some of those challenges and obstacles is Bridget Anderson. Ms. Anderson is President and CEO of the Greater Vancouver Board of Trade. Bridget, thank you for joining us today. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jeff.
Yeah, good to chat with you. Good to hear your voice. Walk me through. I mean, we spent a lot of time talking about recession, interest rates, and inflation. What's the number one issue for your members in Metro Vancouver's Board of Trade?
Well, it shouldn't come as any surprise to anyone. I think as individuals, we have all been feeling the crunch of inflation and rising costs, and businesses are feeling exactly the same. So this new survey that is out of Greater Vancouver businesses show that they have got some pretty significant financial concerns going into this new year, and specifically increases in inflation, in operating costs, in interest rates, in what it costs for their real estate costs or leasing costs. And also on top of all of that, which is sort of a perfect storm of rising costs, there's additional costs when it comes to recruiting and retaining talent that are also very difficult right now for employers.
Are employers raising wages? I know people are going to say that, look, I get the, you know, the concerns over interest rates and inflation, but also they feel, look, we as individuals have to deal with these rising costs as well. Are your members, employers that you speak to, raising wages and conscious of raising wages for workers?
Yeah, about three quarters of the businesses surveyed say that they are going to have to raise wages to recruit and retain talent. And whether we're talking about wages or we're talking about some of the other costs that I mentioned just a minute ago, we have to remember that businesses are left with two choices. Either they absorb these costs or they pass them on to customers and clients. And many are saying that they are expecting that they're going to have to pass on costs. So about half expecting that their expenses are going to go up while their profits go down. Mm-hmm. And then about a third of those saying, well, they're going to have to raise prices. So, you know, I mean, there is only one wallet, and we talk about this all the time. But definitely, if businesses are feeling the crunch, individuals are going to be feeling it as well, if they haven't been already.
We were just talking about federal alcohol taxes, the escalator taxes, which automatically go up every year. Is there a level of government that has a greater say on an impact on local businesses? Are these federal taxes you're most concerned about, provincial, you know, or is it an issue of just barriers and permitting at the municipal level?
Well, Jazz, as you well know from spending time in the provincial government system, all three levels of government can and do add costs to businesses. I mean, if you break it down at the local level, that can really impact businesses, whether it comes to permitting and licensing and some of those property taxes. And so with a whole bunch of new municipal governments in place, and particularly in Vancouver, you know, looking at Vancouver businesses, there's an opportunity here to really stand back and take a look at what those delays are costing. And the city has been doing that for some time, even prior to the election, but that needs to be expedited. And then at the other two levels of government, you know, we're talking about tax reform, we're talking about innovation, and we're talking about when we're looking at the employment crunch, there's lots that both governments, the provincial and federal government, can do. Increasing immigration, accelerating micro-credentials, accelerating foreign credentials. I mean, really, it's going to take an effort by all three levels of government working with businesses to find some of the solutions as these costs continue to escalate.
Are your members using the R word, recession?
Many, many of our members have been concerned about that for several months. And I think our members probably reflect what is being discussed in media and in the public, that there is some, I think, still not full agreement about just what a potential recession could look like, just how significant it could be. And our members are noticing the same. And certainly, you know, very, very, a lot of concern goes with recession, not just at a time where we've got rising inflation and rising costs, but, you know, if we've got people pulling back on their spending, that's a really big challenge for all businesses.
Mm-hmm. You know, when people talk about inflation, they'll talk about it in a national context or a international context. Mm-hmm. But just getting back to Metro Vancouver just for a second, are we still competitive? And what I mean by that is, if I'm somebody from a different jurisdiction wants to set up a business here, you've got high housing costs. You've got at times difficulty moving around in regards to transportation in this city. Are we competitive still as a region?
Maybe competitive enough. I mean, Vancouver and British Columbia is always going to be a jurisdiction where people are going to want to move to. We've got a fantastic educational system. We've got a very secure banking system. We've got a great environment, all of that. But as you say, we've got a number of challenges that we have to deal with. It's not just affordability around living. Housing, as we know, we've been talking about this for a long time, is a very significant barrier for attracting, retaining talent. We know that, you know, it is a high jurisdiction as far as costs of doing business and one of the highest around. And so, you know, we've got budgets coming up for the federal government and the provincial governments, and this is when we start to really take a look at what those added costs to businesses are, and they're significant. And so, you know, the appeal is to both levels of government at the federal and provincial level to really, really look at it in their budgets and determine ways to make this more more competitive jurisdiction, because you're right, I mean, it is a global market. And so we have to make sure that we're doing whatever we can to remove those barriers.
Yeah, the reason I ask you that is, you know, if you take the taxes aside, inflation aside, but just as a parent or as a citizen living here, it is the number one issue. And part of it is taxes and the ability to be competitive, but it's also just daily life. People always say it's just too expensive here. Mm-hmm. I'd rather deal with the winter in Calgary or in Edmonton or move to a smaller community. I do worry for this place. I mean, do you hear that from your members beyond the business side, but just as taxpayers, as residents, as parents? I mean, I really do worry about our competitiveness in that sense and the ability for people to say, you know, I can, if I work hard, I can make it here. That has always been the middle class sort of agreement that we've told people. You work hard, you get educated, you can make it in this city and you can have a decent life. I'm not sure if that agreement or that conversation is true today.
I would say that there are a lot of our members who have expressed concern about that. And listen, I've got a 19 and 21-year-old who mm-hmm. also reflect that conversation. Not sure that they're going to be able to, once they finish their post-secondary schooling, to be able to afford to live and work in Greater Vancouver. And our members have been telling us since prior to the pandemic, so for a long, long time, that attracting and retaining talent is their largest concern, because it is also involved with affordability. You know, it's a global market for talent. A lot of people can choose to work remotely. So how do we then be able to attract and retain them if the cost of housing and just other affordability issues are front and center? It is a really significant concern.
Bridget, thank you for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.